Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Thinking about a new vehicle? Trust the team that's been taking care of customers for 70 years. The Cannon family has helped thousands drive home happy. Come take a test drive today and see why. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're broadcasting, as always, from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Kelly and Dima. Well, I started out the new year. Both of you guys are here every day. This is a kind of an oddity.
We've ran out of all of our vacation days.
There you go. That's what it is. Deductibles are due.
That's right.
Dickie's Barbecue Pit sponsors the opening segment of the show, and that's a great place to eat dinner tonight and a great place to cater your next event. Dickie's Barbecue. Fuzzy's Tacos, two great restaurants here in town. We really appreciate our relationship with both of those guys. Hey, I want to remind you at the top today about our podcast. You can find it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're going to hear from basketball center Tegra Izze a little later in the program. Lee Roberts is going to give us a preview of tonight's basketball game, which is taking place at the Greenhouse. But first, I want to talk about a couple of other things. And first, let me go to Southern Miss football. Then we're going to go to the playoff game tonight. Dima brought up earlier that issue came up about Louisiana Tech, and that became a conference game. Explain that again, Dima, and update us on anything you might know about that.
Yeah, so really the question I've had since Louisiana Tech was announced to head into the Sun Belt was, obviously Southern Miss went to Louisiana Tech this year in Ruston as a non-con game. Louisiana Tech was supposed to follow that with a return trip to Hattiesburg this season as a non-con game as well, non-con, non-conference. With Louisiana Tech entering the conference and being in the same division as Southern Miss, that no longer is a non-conference game. That will go into the conference schedule. So the question has been, if that game is no longer a conference game, Southern Miss now only has 11 games, right? So now they're going to have to really scramble and find a replacement game for that Louisiana Tech non-conference games. We have heard reports that that game has been selected. It's a team on the West Coast, and it's, nothing to report, but sources have told us that game and team has been selected, and it'll be something to confirm with Jeremy McClain tomorrow while he's
we
on the show.
We can confirm that it's not USC.
It's not USC. I can say
Oregon.
That I have heard it's a home game. So, yeah. That would be great news for Southern Miss fans, because the bad thing about that game, coming off the schedule was a home game leaving your schedule.
Yeah.
And so it was a potentiality of 8 road games next season, which I don't think they would have ever done, but it was a potentiality. So it's good that that game is going to be a home game, and you can start guessing to who that opponent is.
Well, we'll ask him more.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the show.
And again, I heard a name, but I don't want to announce it on the air, or say anything, because it just hasn't been confirmed yet.
So. I got you. All right, let's talk about the game. There's a game tonight taking
place.
There
is a game tonight.
There's a Mississippi school playing in the semifinals of the national playoffs, obviously Ole Miss and Miami. And so I was thinking about that last night, and I wanted to ask you two guys, because you're both so intelligent. Kelly looked around.
I'm intelligent.
You talking to me?
Dima didn't flinch. Kelly started looking all around.
Who else is here?
He's actually wearing real men's clothes.
Yeah, he
got pants on.
He's look at the new shoes. He's GQ. I asked him if this is a new turnaround.
Doing a centerfold for Field and Stream today.
Where did you find those shoes at? I know you didn't buy them.
Field and Stream.
I find these shoes where I get all my clothes at Disabled Veterans or Salvation Army.
I know you didn't buy those.
You smell the smoke just a little bit. Yeah. All right, let's talk about this. Ole Miss. National spotlight, enormous publicity. There can be no question about that. How does this reality affect both Mississippi State and Southern Miss football, Kelly Sander?
I would have thought that maybe 5 to 10 years ago it would have made more of a difference when you're comparing Ole Miss to Southern Miss, but I think for the last 5 or 6 years it has not made any difference because of the conference that Ole Miss is in and that whole financial arena that they're in. Mm-hmm. It is truly apples and oranges now. So if you had an athlete that was contemplating going to Southern Miss or Ole Miss, maybe 10 years ago they'd think about it a little bit, but generally speaking, they would choose Ole Miss over Southern Miss because of the financial aspects.
Not 10 years ago.
Correct.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did we not just see a player leave Southern Miss to go to Ole Miss?
We did.
Okay, I just want to point
out.
No, we did.
And that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying that 10 years ago that might not have happened.
Yeah, I don't think it would have happened 10 years ago. You seem to think it has more negative effect on Mississippi State than Southern Miss.
100%. The success that Ole Miss has had the past couple of seasons, because it's not just this season, right? Like, they were really good last year. You know, they were good the year before. Lane Kiffin really brought that program to where they want to be, which is competing for national championships, which they're doing currently, funny enough, without Lane Kiffin. But Mississippi State's been kind of left in the dust about all this, you know. And really, I mean, when you look at Mississippi, like, barely wins any SEC conference games. You know, your head coach, you know, Jeff Lebby, they want him out up there. They don't want to keep him. You know, he's not been doing great up there. And the school an hour down the road is in the college football playoff semifinals, about to win a national championship. So on the level of which Mississippi State and Ole Miss both recruit at, which is SEC talent, you know, you're looking for three and four stars, and you can get even the occasional five-star on their rosters. Mississippi State, I mean, they're in a pickle right now because, you know, if you're a recruit, would you rather go to Ole Miss or State? I mean, let's be honest. Ole Miss, they're the ones who's doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, that it matters to recruits when they turn on their TV tonight and it says Ole Miss, you know, in the end zones with the CFP logo and they have all their CFP gear. Like, that matters. You know what Mississippi State had? Oh, they went to the Duke's Mayo Bowl as a 5-7 team and lost.
And lost.
Yes. It's like... Yeah. I mean, I think it matters way more to Mississippi State. For Southern Miss, it's more about when your good players, are they going to leave and head up north, which we'd have seen Chris Jones do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would tend to agree. State takes the bigger blow.
They really do.
I want to think of how to say this because nobody is a bigger Southern Miss fan than me. But we're just in an era of college football where we're talking about apples and oranges, are we not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're
talking about SEC football and you're talking about – Sunbelt football, with all due respect, and I enjoy Sunbelt football, but it's apples and oranges, Kelly. And so I think you made a perfect point. 10 years ago, Southern Miss could go toe-to-toe recruiting in this state with just any school, but now the money has just changed everything.
Yeah, it used to be, I mean, Southern Miss has always had the Red Roof Inn guys, you know, but now the Red Roof Inn guys are wanting to stay at the luxury hotels, you know, and they're able to. Yeah. So when that's always kind of been your dream anyway. But there's nothing – I think the biggest problem that a lot of Southern Miss fans have is accepting that fact that things – and look, we've been accused on this show of, look, get over it, right? Build a bridge, get over it. Mm-hmm. The fact that things have changed and they're not ever going to be the way that they were. So let's accept where we are. Compete at the level that
and
we are and win.
It. Yeah. And enjoy it and win and compete for the Sun Belt Championship and be happy to go watch those football games.
Because if you're not, it's not going to change.
Here's what I've always said in the 16 years since my wife and I moved back here. I'm lucky because I live in a town where there is Division I collegiate athletics year round, 10 minutes from my house. Why would I not go enjoy that? You know, I've said for years to Southern Miss fans, stop worrying about LSU and Alabama and Florida and enjoy Southern Miss playing in the Sun Belt. Is that a wrong attitude to have, Dima?
It's not, and you'll find a lot of true diehard Southern Miss fans holding that same sentiment. But the problem a lot of times that I have with the Southern Miss fan base is they're not, you know, I'd say like 30 to 40% of them are not true 100%.
We'll be
Southern
criticized for saying this.
Yeah.
We'll be criticized for even talking about Ole Miss.
Correct. But I'm saying you go to them in Robert Stadium, I would say what percent of those fans are also either Ole Miss or State fans? Probably 40%.
Probably a good
right. Thing. So the true diehard Southern Miss fan is going to hold that sentiment and are going to be mad at, you know, talking about other teams and all these things, but I would say a lot of the fan base is also roots for the other teams. Yeah,
I think you can be a Southern Miss fan.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. No, I just want to point that out.
I think you can be a Southern Miss fan and still have respect for what you see another state school do. I've always had great respect for Mississippi State baseball. They've always been the bell cow of baseball. And how do you not respect what Ole Miss has done in football?
And when it comes to sports, too, one of the things you have to remember is Southern Miss was originally founded as a teacher's college.
Right.
And generally speaking, teachers, educators aren't necessarily really big sports fans to begin with.
Right.
And I'm sometimes shocked when I talk to Southern Miss students about, what do you think of the football team? I'm not really a sports person.
Yeah.
You know, so if you keep that in mind, too, sports is just not a big piece of their overall life's puzzle.
It's a changing world in collegiate athletics. My advice, get that at $8. You can get a cup of coffee at one of the 5,000 coffee places in town. Is enjoy being a Southern Miss fan and quit worrying about what the schools with all the money
are. Amen. Let's go.
When we come back, Tegra Ize. Kelly arm wrestled him, we understand. Let's see how that turned out.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour, and that's where you'll find former Southern Miss baseball star Matt Warren and his staff selling premium Goodyear products, full auto and truck service. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, family owned and operated. We think that's so important. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, local folks, Goodyear tires, full service. Big Southern Miss supporters, why would you not go there?
And Goodyear is not going to let you be a distributor of Goodyear products if you don't have a proven track record. Correct. And are top-notch across the board.
And isn't Goodyear synonymous with tires? Isn't that kind of like, you know, Coke and soft drinks?
Hey, when the top racing organizations in the world use nothing but Goodyear tires.
Kind of tells you a little something.
Yeah.
Forest Health reminds you that as we enter the new year, taking care of yourself is very important. You are the most important player on the team. Get an annual physical here early in the year. Be sure your health is off to a good start in 2026. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. All right, Kelly was at basketball practice yesterday. We heard from a player yesterday. And today we're going to hear from the 7-footer. And just kind of real quickly, Kelly, kind of give the picture of Tegra Ize.
Tegra Ize loves basketball and he loves Southern Miss. He's a graduate student. So, I mean, he didn't have to come back. I mean, he could have taken his degree studying to get his master's, but really likes this team, likes his experience in Hattiesburg, and thinks that the best is yet to come for this Golden Eagle basketball squad.
Here's Tegra Ize.
Teg, you're one of the few guys that was here from last year's team. What did you think about the talent that Coach Ladner and the guys had assembled coming into this year? What did you think were going to be their strengths, weaknesses, and just your overall thoughts when you first got together?
Coming in the summertime, it was kind of hard to, you know, decipher who all, you know, was going to be good or what type of team that we had, just because it was so many new players, so many unknown, and, you know, got a new coach staff as well, so I really didn't know what to think, you know. And I was injured as well, too, in the summertime, so I didn't really get a chance to be out there on the floor with the guys. But, you know, I've been pretty impressed so far with what we've done, and we got a good team.
Yeah, I think when the injury, you know, happened. The people go, well, here we go again. One of the star players, you know, getting hurt, and they're going to have. But you guys seem to, depth seems to be a strength in this team. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, Coach Ladd be preaching about it, you know, since summertime. You know, our strength is in numbers. We got a bunch of guys that can do a lot of different things. So, you know, even practice is very competitive, you know. Just we got 15 dudes that can just go every time. So.
So, and you guys are winning some games on the road, mm-hmm. and that's always big in any league. Tell me about how you feel that you are playing, and then how the team is playing right now.
For myself, I feel like I'm playing good, you know, especially coming off injury, and I'm just doing my part and just being solid. And overall, as a team, I think we're finding our ways now. You know, had two road games, like you said, so that was big for us.
What are you guys doing in practice now? What does a practice consist of? Tell us what you guys go through.
Well, everybody's coming back from break. You know, practice has, you know, shortened a little bit just because we play so much, we're on the road so much. So it's a lot of, you know, attention to detail. So we go over a scout, you know, for probably 30 minutes. And then, you know, practice only like an hour and a half. So the other hour and a half, we just, you know, work on our offense, work on our things. And it's a lot of teaching as well going on.
I want to try to get into your mind a little bit as an athlete, because this the game, college athletics in general, has really changed mm-hmm. the last 2 or 3 years with guys chasing money, and I get all that. But what is the value of a degree anymore? I mean, do you guys really even – you guys talk, you know, off the court as buddies and whatnot. Does anybody really even think about that anymore? It's okay if they don't. I'm just wondering what their thought process is.
You know, just speaking with different guys, you know, because me, I'm a senior and graduate student, so, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys. And for me, you know, degrees are important, you know. I want to have my master's, and that's why I came back. But, you know, like you said, for a lot of guys, it's more about the money nowadays, and it's about the degree. But for me, it's still about the degree and get my master's.
So what do you want to do? What do you see yourself doing in 10 or 15 years?
Right now, I'm get my master's in sports management, but my ultimate goal is just, you know, to work in real estate and just be in that field.
So you want to flip houses, buy apartment complexes, and fix them up and sell them? And
yeah, that's what I got in mind.
Where did you develop an interest in that?
It's kind of a funny story. So growing up, my mom used to watch that show called Love It or List It.
Uh-huh, sure.
So I kind of had to watch that show with her because I wasn't allowed to see the TV. But so it just caught my eye, you know, how profitable, you know, this market is, and people always going to need houses, so, you know, it's a good market to be in.
Yeah, yeah, good for you, good for you. if you have to watch TV, that's the show you were going to have to watch. I get that.
Yeah.
What are you working on as part of your game?
Just being an overall better leader on the court for the guys, you know, like you said. Being one of the guys that's been here for a few years, just know how everything works. And we got a lot of young, inexperienced guys, so just, you know, bring that wisdom to them.
I want to talk about how you deal mentally with, you've been injured, then you've played, you've been injured again, then you've played. You know, dealing with the ups and downs of nagging injuries, knowing that you want to be on the court all the time, how do you deal with it mentally?
You know, injuries are just part of the game. Through it all, you got to keep the faith strong, and I think I've done a good job of that. And you know, this is kind of the first year in my, you know, 6 year of college playing college basketball that I, you know, pain free, nagging, no injuries. So I'm definitely, you know, happy about that.
When it's all said and done at the end of the year, and you eventually leave Hattiesburg, if that's your destiny, what will you take from your time at Southern Miss? What will be some of your fondest memories that you might talk to your children about in the future?
Just the people, you know, in Hattiesburg, you know, we talk about Southern hospitality a lot, and, you know, coming up, you know, just going up in the East Coast, you know, being in D.C., Philly, and everything like that, the type of people that you meet down here is very different, you know. Everybody's very welcoming, and again, you know, I'm going to touch again when I got my injury. I have people, you know, just bringing me all type of food, just checking in on me every day, and, you know, that kind of, like, stuck with me a lot. So people is definitely going to be something that I won't think about.
All right, so as we continue to learn a little bit about the tag, all right, if somebody's going to bring you food, mm-hmm. what's your go-to food? If you could have anybody deliver you food every day, what would you go with?
Man,
whether it's nutritious or not, you know, because I know as an athlete, you got to watch all that stuff, too.
So, I mean, my favorite food or something I just can't go wrong with is kind of like just chicken and shrimp Alfredo. I could eat that 24/7.
You're not a pizza ice cream guy?
Not really a pizza guy. I like ice cream here and there, but, you know, you just got to watch it.
What about steak and potatoes?
See, it's a lot of food I could choose, but, you know, pasta is something I can never get tired of. So
that makes sense. I'd imagine it'd be tough to fill you up anyway. So any goals, any individual goals that you have for yourself the rest of the way?
Just staying healthy. That's the main goal. Just get my master's degree.
Boy, and never are you more sensitive to being healthy when you haven't been, right? You learn to appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
Teg, we're glad that you stayed at Southern Miss, and we're glad for everything that you've contributed to the team. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me here.
Teg Rizzi, everybody. Great kid. Big kid. Great kid. Really nice young man.
It is interesting, though, even at his young age, where he goes, man, my goal is just to stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know,
he's had a lot of injuries. Yeah,
sure. But the maturing process, you're mature when you really learn to appreciate simple things like that.
That's right.
Especially when you haven't been healthy.
Before, big Love It or List It fan, by the way. Big fan of that show. That's a great
show.
You
like it?
I love that show.
You need to come over and watch it with my wife. She'll watch it with you.
Now, does she have, if tonight, will you all be watching Love It or List It? If she said.
Probably be watching football.
But what if she said, I want to watch Love It or List It?
She's already told me she wants to watch football.
So you got to.
And this is another reason we have 5 TVs in our house.
Well, the Ole Miss fans will be either loving it or Pete Golding's house. They'll be listing it.
Hey, before we run out of time, about 90 seconds left in the segment. Perfect Game's never been real friendly to Southern Miss baseball, as I recall. But their preseason poll came out today. Baseball, they got the Golden Eagles ranked 23rd in the country. Here's what caught my eye: is the opening opponent for the Golden Eagles, California, Santa Barbara, 21st in the country. So we're going to literally start out the year with a top 25 matchup at Pete Taylor Park. So it's just going to be a really exciting season.
I can't wait. And the Friday night game between Colby Allen and Flora, I can't remember the guy's first name for UC Santa Barbara. He's projected right now as a top 10 in an MLB draft prospect pitcher. And I think the only good news for Southern Miss fans is since that is the first game, he'll be on a pitch count.
And Coastal Carolina, we should point out, 17th. Now, this is the first preseason college baseball poll. This is by Perfect Game.
Yes. Don't expect Southern Miss to be on the D1 baseball one. I'll tell you that right now.
They never are.
Troy will probably be 20th.
Correct. And then Southern Miss will beat the crap out of Troy and then finally get in the poll midway through the season.
Yeah, well, but remember, Cal Santa Barbara's starting their season with a top 25 team as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, on the road.
That's exciting, man. Yeah. That's what you want to see. And that's Oz has set it up. If you like competition, you're going to love this year.
And a lot of sports, they'll play that first game against, you know, East Bufu State or someplace you've never heard of.
Tiddlywinks University.
Right.
Bufu's hits the ball pretty well.
They have this great first baseman named Helga.
Yes, she's pretty damn good. We'll be back with Lee Roberts' preview tonight's basketball game.
Or is it he?
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, everybody. D-Bat sponsoring this segment of our program on Hardy Street. Great place for baseball, softball training. Great place to take your kids. Now's the time to start getting ready. I mean, they'll be playing Little League Baseball here, I'm assuming, Kelly, in just a few weeks.
Believe it or not, a lot of these select tournaments will start 1st of February.
Yeah, and they stopped last week, didn't they? Did they finally end the season last week?
Well, they figured a 52-week season that they'd give them, one week off anyway.
Yeah. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, and it is beautiful. We hope you'll check them out. Hey, first appearance of the new year with our good buddy Lee Roberts, who's doing the play-by-play tonight for Texas State and Southern Miss men's basketball at the Greenhouse. And Lee, welcome back in 2026. Always good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Happy New Year to you guys. Looking forward to a great 2026 for sure this year.
And I got to tell you guys something. And I learned this yesterday at basketball
practice. Brace yourself,
Lee. This is a Texas State thing. Do you know that when they do their ESPN Plus thing, they never leave San Marcos. Their broadcasters never leave San Marcos. They take the TV feed and sit in a studio in San Marcos and do the play-by-play from there.
Really?
So they don't even, you know, so they're doing it remotely. Hmm. They're not even at the game. They're looking at the same feed that you and I are looking at.
And calling it.
And calling it. But not Lee Roberts.
No, he'll be on the floor tonight. There's no question about
it. Well, yeah, because he's got a drinking problem. But
yeah.
Not that kind of floor. I see what you mean. Lee Roberts will go the mile to make sure that he's there in person to give us the call.
How close have you been? How many times have you been really close to just punching him in the face, Lee?
Hey, that's why you love Kelly. So you just, once again, take it with a grain of salt and just keep on going.
Lee Roberts is a good Christian man, and the Lord said, take care of the drunks and village idiots, right?
That's exactly right. He is a good man. There ain't no doubt about that. All right, Lee, you'll be on the call tonight. Us three guys, and of course, our opinions are very, very valuable, as everyone knows. Just ask my wife. We think this is a really improved basketball team with a high ceiling. I mean, are we too optimistic? You see them play more than we do.
No, I mean, I think they are, man. I think this is a team that has an opportunity. There's guys, obviously, that have stepped up this year that needed to. Again, this is a team that didn't bring back many. I mean, Brewer Carruth, probably the one that's getting the most playing time that was on the team last year, Tegra Eze as well. But it's a new roster. I mean, they're 16 games in on this season now. They're kind of sitting right where they need to in the Sun Belt Conference play, two road wins. And anytime you can go on the road and win the conference, I think that's huge. And now an opportunity to come home for a weekend series. Starting tonight with Texas State, I think it's good. But yeah, guys stepping up. I mean, guys like, you know, Izzy Hart. I mean, he's a guy that coming off a big performance on when they play Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you know other guys. I think Tyler Weeks, a guy, he leads the team in scoring. Jaheed Benet, another guy that's big inside. He can score as well. So when those guys are playing well, this team has a chance. And that's not even talking about Isaac Tavares, who has been hurt a little bit, but did play on Saturday, so expect more out of him too.
And our homeboy Dylan Brumfield has played. You know, he's done what he's had to do to fill in some of the spots there. Lee, I think one of the things that concerns me a little bit though is I think we might be a little bit susceptible to zone defense. We seem to struggle with that at times. What do you think?
I mean, I just think it is what it is. I mean, I feel like we're a team that can really, you know, work on the man. But, yeah, we're not a team that's going to shoot great outside all the time. And I think we have to go to the hole. And I think that's what you mentioned, Dylan Brumfield. I think that's where he's best is when he can go to the hole and either lay it up, finish, or dish it off. I mean, you don't get 51 assists on the year without doing that kind of stuff. And I think that's just what you just have to continue. You know, but when teams go zone, you've got to better figure out how to get it inside and shoot it outside as well.
Lee, when Tavares went down, and I kind of mentioned this earlier in the week, when Tavares went down, and we mentioned Dylan Brumfield, it felt like to me it kind of just unlocked him, kind of. And Kelly mentioned it that he said, you know, hey, now I got to be my old self at William Carey, you know, and start scoring the basketball. I think that has been elevating the team the past two games when they won on the road last week. His ability to score the basketball is so vital to the team.
No, I agree. And two, late in games when you need him to make free throws as well. He's a great free throw shooter. And, I mean, he's a guy that handles the ball. He'll pressure you on the defensive end. He's had to step up on the offensive end as well. And I think he just kind of had this role this year that we've got guys that can score. I'll be the guy that just kind of runs the system, dishes when I need. Take chances when I need to as well. I mean, here's a guy that I feel like in the past, he's been a guy that's been able to shoot it some outside. He's only attempted 10 three-pointers on the year, so he just doesn't feel like that's where he's needed. So inside at the rim, I think, is where he feels best right now.
And where Isaac would, you know, take it to the hole every time, Tavares would, Brumfield's not afraid to do that. And what I like about Brumfield's game, too, number one, is he's the son of a coach. All right, his basketball acumen is through the roof. And if you've ever met him personally, very laid back, very level-headed, nothing gets him too upset, nothing makes him too happy either, but a real consistent performer. Now, I know he's a local guy, and I tend to be easier on the local guys, Lee, but is that a fair description of Dylan Brumfield from what you've seen?
No, absolutely. I mean, he's a guy, he's a pretty nonchalant type player, but yet he's a guy that can turn it up when he needs to. But yeah, matter of fact, if you just kind of watch his demeanor on the court, you would think, hey, here's a guy that really doesn't care. But that's just kind of the way he carries himself. He's a guy that deep down wants to compete. He wants his team to play extremely well. He doesn't let things get to him. He doesn't get rattled, and I think that's what makes him extra special. But two, he is a guy that he's a leader. He's a proven leader. He's played at three different schools. He played on the JUCO level, the NAIA level, and now getting an opportunity here at Southern Miss. But this is a guy that last year with William Carey came into Reed Green and just lit things up. And so we know he can do it. Again, just doesn't feel like he has to this year. But I know he's got it if he needs.
So, Lee, as you've seen these other Sun Belt teams play this year, do you see improvement in other teams? Or do you see most of the improvement in Southern Miss versus the opponents that you've watched them play?
You know, I mean, there's teams that I felt like were going to be pretty good that have been good in the past that just this year aren't great. But then you look at the team that Southern Miss is facing tonight. I mean, this is a pretty good Texas State team, too, a team that can score. I just think every game you got to take it one game at a time. You know, we've seen it in all sports in the Sun Belt. It's, you know, your record really doesn't matter. Any team will show up and beat you. And I think you just have to be prepared from start to finish.
I know I haven't talked to you since the bowl game. I'm not sure if you were on the week or so that I was out. But just your thoughts about the status of the football program. We've talked a lot this week about the huge job that the new coach has because of being left with under 40 football players. Kind of put in perspective your observation of the challenge that faces the new staff and what you think realistically fans should expect and do moving forward.
I mean, I just think it's just the way Southern Miss is going to be. I mean, you're gonna get kids in here, you're going to develop them for a year or two. They're going to go on and make some money at other places, you know, i.e. a Chris Jones type player. But this is a team overall I felt like was I felt like they got better in areas throughout the year. Obviously, didn't win the last four games, which I think hurts. You know, losing Coach Huff's huge as well. And then Coach Anderson, man, taking on a huge role. But I think he's the right guy at the right time for this program. He's a guy that knows Southern Miss. He knows this area, trying to bring a little consistency with the team. He's a great recruiter. I think you see that already with some guys he's already has gotten committed and signed. But yeah, it's tough when you lose 30 something seniors and then 30 or 40 more guys jumping into the portal.
Hey, Lee, real quick, I wanted to get your opinion on Jalen Rayner at Arkansas State, who went to Iowa State. Do you think that Rayner can play at that level?
I mean, I think he can. I mean,
do you? Okay.
You know, it's tough to say for sure making a jump from Group of Five to Power Five. Or Power Four, but guys can do it. I think it happens. It happens all the time. You got guys making the jump from Division Two to Power Four, and you know that kind of stuff. So I think for sure.
All right, Lee Roberts, we always appreciate your input and always enjoy you, and look forward to having you back on the Eagle Hour soon.
Hey, absolutely appreciate you guys, and Happy New Year.
All right, same to you, my friend, Lee Roberts. Everybody on the call tonight. What time's the game, guys?
Seven o'clock against the Texas o'clock. State Bobcats.
There we go. When we come back, Demon will have news and notes. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Barn Grill, this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Fourth segment, of course. They've been with us a long time. Great facility right there in the shadow of the rock. It'd be a great place to go watch the ball game tonight. Get you a good sandwich and something cold to drink.
Or pre-game or post-game for the basketball game right down the road.
Right. All right. News and notes, Dima Mixon.
Yeah, so, of course, men's basketball tonight against Texas State. We've already covered that in insurmountably. Southern Miss women's basketball back on the road. They will play on Saturday on the road at App State. So they get a nice little break. They, you know, they played last Saturday against Troy. They get a week off before heading on this three-game road stand for the women's basketball team for that. So that, I mean, that's really all the news and notes. We can mention that Sacred Heart names Drew DeWeese as school's next football coach. That's kind of a local area news that I was able to break on my site. But
I'm really looking forward to seeing how the women perform in this on this road trip. You know, has it been a flash in the pan? I don't think it has. Mm-hmm. But in order to move your way on up in the seedings of the Sun Belt tournament, you got to win some on the road. Mm-hmm. And any team, that's where you determine really how good you are. That's what separates the wheat from the chaff. Most teams will hold serve at home, but how many can you win on the road? And this is really the first time that they've been on an extensive road trip, so I want to see how they perform, and I'm sure they'll do well, but let's certainly hope so.
Sure. Anyway. Hoping to get some interviews with some of the Lady Eagles here soon.
And I want to ask you guys something. Of course, we've documented on this show that Jeremy McLean will be our guest tomorrow, the athletic director. What sort of questions, if you could only ask him one question tomorrow, if you could only ask him one.
Well, let me stop you for just a second.
Okay.
And you reminded me of something. We got a few minutes left.
All right.
I want both you guys to think about this. What are the two biggest challenges Jeremy McLean will face in 2026? Now, I'm going to tell you what I think they are, and then you guys tell me if I'm wrong. I think the number one challenge will continue to be what he's going to be challenged with every year, is trying to figure out how to raise money, how to pay players, how to do everything that you're having to do now just to try and keep up. I would think that will be his I think that will be his number one challenge.
Specifically football, I'm guessing you're...
Well, yeah, but I mean, just in general, fundraising. You know, just fundraising, raising money, raising... There seems to be no end to the amount of money needed. I think that will be his biggest challenge. And then I think the second biggest challenge, and I don't mean this to be in a funny way, but to get this project off the ground at the basketball arena.
Yeah.
Damon, what's his two biggest challenges?
I was going to say the basketball arena as well, because that's just something that's just been sitting there. And I know him coming on the show, he knows he's going to get asked about it too.
Yeah.
So he probably has his scripted answer ready. But, yeah, that would be number one. I think number two is, you know, of course, the men's basketball definitely doing better, much better than I think a lot of people had anticipated coming into the season. But I think there's still a question there of what to do with that program. You know, whether or not, you know, if the hire for women's soccer coach was a good hire, we'll see that in the fall. There's a lot of, you know, interesting aspects with his job. And, of course, the NIL and revenue sharing, especially this month for him, he's probably at his wit's end with it, because it's just, you know, we're sending money to this player. We don't even know him.
And I don't think that we're underselling this thing about Reed Green Coliseum, because I was just at lunch a couple of hours ago and some guys were joking about, are the people that are doing the renovations at Reed Green Coliseum, was this the same group that was in charge of the Highway 49 building of South Jackson?
That's still going on. Yeah, that, what about Evelyn Gandy up here? That one's
it took 10 or 12 years for Highway 49 to get built up there around Jackson. But I think there is a reasonable question that, look, the hotel motel tax, all the other things that have been going into raising money for this project, where is it? And what has happened?
Well, we're going to find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we tend to agree.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we had the big announcement, the big reveal, almost 2 years ago now, if I remember correctly, right? It was fall of 24, I believe. So
I got a third one real quick. It's going to be a challenging football season. I mean, we got the right coach in place, but, man, he was just left with a bare cupboard. If things don't go well, Jeremy's going to have to navigate through that because you can only imagine the criticism that you're going to hear.
Well, I don't think he'll consider – unless it's just a disastrous year, which I don't think it will be. I don't mean
he would consider getting rid of anybody. Right. I just mean kind of navigate the PR thing if football struggles.
Well, I think Arkansas State last year had 71 new players. Yeah. 71.
We may be surprised.
And they wound up going to a bowl game.
That's right.
Now that's
but they had a quarterback.
They did. Right. They did indeed. Right. And we've documented on this show too about how important that position is.
Right.
And right now I'm not sure that they have a guy. And next time we get to talk to Coach Anderson, we can talk about that. You know, who is your guy there?
Yeah.
Right. And we talked about Jalen Rayner going from Arkansas State to Iowa State, the new coach at Iowa State. So we gotta have our quarterback. Boom. Yeah. They got him and now they can.
Well, one thing he won't mind talking about is what happens in 37 days. You know what happens in 37 days, Kelly?
Could it be – have you got the buzzer? Oh, no, we've got the bumper music. I was going to say – the opening day of college baseball season.
I was going to guess hockey season starting.
Hockey season. That, Helga's a big hockey fan. Kelly will be going to a lot of games with Helga this fall. Things going well with
That's
you and
That's
going
to be a recurring theme in 2026.
Yeah. Things going well with you and Helga?
Well, you'll have to ask her because I answer to her.
She's big, that's a first.
Big woman. Big woman.
Sure. Big woman.
Some way Kelly likes
him. Better behave myself.
All right, Jeremy McClain, we hope.
Yeah.
Still, so we hope
we'll still
coming.
Come on the show tomorrow. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.